Barry Bonds is trying again today to make history. The San Francisco Giants slugger is one home run shy of Hank Aaron's all-time career record of 755. Bonds would love to at least tie the record today at home against the Florida Marlins. He knows once the Giants start their road trip this coming week, the fans will be much less charitable than those in the Bay Area. NPR's Tom Goldman started following the home run chase earlier this week, and he sends us this dispatch from San Francisco.
Being on the Barry watch means just that. You watch Barry Bonds to the exclusion of all else. Baseball games are reduced to his four or five at-bats, and even when he has nothing to do with the outcome of a game, you find the Barry story. Like last night. While Giants fans cheered their team's ninth-inning comeback win, Barry watchers in the press box knew they wouldn't be getting anything from their man. No hits, no home runs meant no talking. So they found the next best thing. Florida pitcher Dontrell Willis grew up in the Bay Area, idolizing Bonds. And last night, he shut down his idol, even jawing with Bonds after one at-bat. What did Willis say?
I was just having fun. You know, ask him. You ask him them questions, what I said.
He's not talking to
you. Oh, that sucks.
ESPN made an entire show out of Barry watching last week, a town hall meeting in San Francisco featuring a panel of reporters and baseball people. The partisan audience could have been lifted from the stands at AT&T Park. They cheered the good Barry stuff, booed the bad. When St. Louis Post-Dispatch columnist Brian Burwell said the doping allegations against Bonds have merit when you consider the dramatic improvements he made as an aging ballplayer, Burwell was treated like an umpire who just made a horrible call against the home team.
Barry Bonds was a great player. And then right around 99, it escalated even more. That's not normal. And I know your fans. I understand that. You don't care if he's a cheat just as long as he's your cheat. That's the number one rule. That's the number one rule.
Nothing like a home run to snap us all back into line. Two nights ago, Bonds stopped the debate, for a few moments at least, with a towering blast to left center field. Number 754, one shy of the record, meant he would talk to the Barry watchers, kind of.
How'd that feel?
Good.
Bonds actually was quite expansive, but that may change as the Giants head for hostile territory tomorrow, Los Angeles, in a series against the arch-rival Dodgers. For Barry watchers, the storyline becomes richer as Bonds, the record, and the debate about it all collide without the buffer of San Francisco. Tom Goldman, NPR News.